Web Development Services.
So moved.
Kirk.
Oh, you need, well, you find your bag.
It's okay. Yeah, well, the board expressed their desire for us to look into updating our website last year, and we began speaking to the firms and learning about web technology, and we are at the point now where we know enough about what we want. We've seen other systems. I think if you want to take a look at Sonoma had a site that rolled out last year that we liked very much, and Alameda just rolled one out this week, which is glorious. So we think we'd like, we're ready to try and get some bids on what it would take to totally redo our website using a little bit more modern architecture.
Do we have an idea of what kind of budget numbers we're talking about?
In terms of 25 to 50.
We're looking at the, Kurt and I talked about this, we're looking at the basics between 25 and 50. We'd like a website that does not include ongoing maintenance charge because we feel we have staff that can, based on the design that we get, we want the open architecture so we're able to upload information. I already have money included in the administrative budget under non-investment consulting. And Kurt, in his memo, is asking that we not only issue the RFP, but we have authority to go ahead and get started on this.
Well, and where my motion is, I'd like to add to it, and given this, other boards I've been on, they'll give us the who responded and the criteria. So that would be helpful, because then we can speed up the process of awarding the contract or whatever you need. So, as opposed to just coming back with a recommendation to hire ABC Web Design Company, who were the top three, and you know, cost and experience, whatever your criteria is, just let us know in a chart or something, and that would help us.
So this is an RFI as opposed to an RFP.
Request for information.
Right. It's a little bit lower key, more interest. So what you're saying is you don't want to approve. The recommendation is to do the whole thing. You just want us to approve. You want to approve the issuance of an RFI.
Well, it's up to, if it doesn't come back to us, and I know your recommendation is that you just want to move ahead with it, I guess I don't have a problem with that unless this board feels it wants to make that decision. And if the board does want to make that decision, then I do want those criteria. But if the board feels that it's, I know it's an RFI, so I guess it would be nice to have a discussion on what the board wants to do once this information is back. Does the staff just go ahead and do it, or do we want to have some input?
Do you have the RFI already drawn up?
No. But here, we need to actually get to a point where either the board wants to micromanage the smaller things like this, or you don't. If you want the administration, us to handle it and go forward, or if you want us to come back on every issue, we can do that.
Well, it isn't a matter of every issue, Marilyn. It's $50,000. I know in the whole big scheme. I'm just asking the question, as Scott would say, a new member. If this is a normal amount that you have authority to spend, then I guess the board doesn't want to do it. I don't consider this micromanagement when it's because you're mentioning there's an Alameda one that you love, so maybe we can go. I'm just asking the question.
It didn't cost $50,000, Alameda, so
it was way three times that.
Jerry,
yeah, I think we're. I definitely would support a motion that might be made to proceed with this, but I think we're mixing things here. A request, an RFI, will cost you nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Correct.
So we're mixing the message here. We're sort of saying we're requesting approval to go ahead with an RFI, but approving $25,000 to $50,000 to go ahead with it. I'd like to hear someone recommend that
an RFP
if
we're going to purchase some.
Correct.
And not to micromanage, but because I'm interested, I'd like to be involved in some way. I mean, not necessarily at the board level, but you know, and I don't know if we need to create an ad hoc committee for this to, because we are, I mean, the website is reflective of the board and the administration. And I don't know if we want to have some input. And,
It may be that the board may decide, based on what's out there, you mentioned that Alameda spent quite a bit more, right? And that could be a consideration that we may want to talk about,
sure.
Based on what you get.
Okay.
Richard?
Yeah, thank you.
Will?
I wasn't going with this drift you guys are currently on. I just wanted to understand what you all meant by open architecture. Because some of the things I would want in a redesigned website is the ability to have a retirement calculator for our members, something the new members don't know about. But we had other counties have it, and we don't, and we had some problems. So however we're going, I'd like, does open architecture mean that there'll be a place to put some type of vehicle like that?
Well, I think it goes with Rusty's thing. Maybe we need to have a conversation about what we want to see in a website so that staff has an idea of what to ask for.
That's why I asked earlier if she had already written up, Marilyn, the RFI, because you already know what you want to ask for from the vendor. Can we see that list?
It's from Kurt.
Okay, or Kurt.
It's his project.
So if we could see the list too, what we're asking
sure.
for, then we could be at ease. I mean, if everything we like is in the list, then we can say go
and then
for
maybe
it.
There's things, because I agree with Rusty. I think if we're going to spend time and effort and money on a redesign, let's look at what our options are and how robust we can make it and what the cost associated with that is.
Let's not come back in 2 years and say, oh, we really should have done more.
Yeah, because then it's money wasted
it again.
Okay. No, but let's not talk about the federal health care website.
Oh, stop.
I said federal.
I know you did.
So for staff direction, do you want them to come back to the full board? Do you would like to have a committee, an ad hoc committee on this?
I think it needs to be re-agendized or continued. Bring it back. Tell us what the work is you've done, what you see, and maybe some additional narrative on why you like the Alameda County site, why you like this site, where ours, you know, taking into account what Richard said, maybe that's not feasible. But then we can have a discussion here at the board as to what okay. we see or want.
And then we can provide them with parameters as to what to include in RFP. Okay.
I think the focus, presumptuously, the focus that I think the board's talking about is functionality.
Right.
Open architecture is a whole different thing. That means something to the design people.
That was my question.
Yes. Open architecture
is the wrong term. Content management.
Content management, okay, not even so much management as functionality. What I think the board and the members might be interested in seeing and what is attractive about the other websites and what it enables the members to do.
The content management is important because, again, I agree with Marilyn. It's time consuming. You may need a specialist to change up your website if you don't like the looks of it or if you want to add more pieces to it with content management type design or websites. You can do it yourself. It doesn't take much to do it, to add a page or change the language or whatever. You should speak to this.
Oh, right? No. I requested to speak. I'm just letting everyone go.
Jump in.
More frankly, with my experience, I would love to talk to Kurt or set up an ad hoc committee or see these things. I feel like $25,000 to $50,000 for a CMS is very expensive. But, you know, I don't know. Does that include graphic design? Does that include all insertion of all content? Is that hosting? Is that updates for X years? So I'd like to see that because, honestly, I can implement a CMS in about 30 minutes myself. So okay. No offense to Kurt.
You're hired.
I appreciate what you're saying, but I had to design a website within a certain framework, and it took a lot longer than 30 minutes, and it wasn't as complex as this. So I don't want to do this. I would like it to all come back, and then maybe an ad hoc committee later on, but I think we all...
I'm in favor of the ad hoc committee.
I'd say the ad hoc first, to do all the footwork, and then come back with the presentation.
We should, as a board, you should decide, you know, give the global picture. You're getting down in the weeds here.
Right.
And that is micromanaging. You know, what do you want? You put that out there, and then we let staff bring back that to us. But, you know, if you're going to have an ad hoc committee, I bet you for sure you're going to talk about colors.
No, that's not
right. You're denying you won't? Let's write this down, because I think
I
you
won't.
Will.
No, maybe I won't. What I'm looking for is functionality.
I do it.
See how quick they are to deny it? I knew it, baby.
Okay, so Kurt's going to come back with a list of a wish list.
If you could wiggle your nose.
Best way to describe
it. You can demonstrate.
And then we can maybe pull up Alameda's website, and we can do a demonstration or something like that to see what is nice about that and what we might want changed or something. So
for licenses.
Yeah.
Licenses.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So no motion needed on this. Okay. Item 11, consider and take possible action.